While the oil shares down 0.4%, financials ending 0.25% weaker, industrials up 0.3%, and the resources losing 1.9%. Joining me in studio to have a look at the day's market action is Sam Mukorosi, who's from Vanani Capital. Sam, thank you so much your time. So what did you make of today's market performance?
Yeah, look, everything was calm and quiet until the U.S. Jobs numbers came out better than expected. So that's good. So that strengthened the dollar, and our market kind of was a little bit wobbly after that, and saw some retracing. It was good. It was bad for the rand as well. So you see that after a fairly good week, that the rand ended the week on a softer note today.
All right. Key company news, either locally or globally, that caught your attention.
Yeah. So Kumba down 7% today. Iron ore price has been just shooting through the roof the last year or so, and steel manufacturers in China came out saying, look, we think that this price is not right, it's way too high, and so they will be lobbying their government to do something about it.
Right.
And so that was bad news for Kumba, and they lost 7%. And then we were talking off air about Aspen.
Right.
So they, in March, came out with some shocking news around their debt levels, and that dropped their share price by about 50%. They were then starting to look at different deals and ways to deal with it, including bringing in some equity from their partners in the UK. But they announced today that those talks are off, and so no partnership in the UK, and so debt levels continue to be high, and so the market is yet again spooked.
Shame that company just doesn't seem to catch a break.
The strategy, the economy, everything is going against them. But we're not sure why this deal fell apart. But we do know that they are in discussions with some other parties.
It's weird. In the beginning of the year, if you were doing a stock of last year, people were talking about the so-called fallen angels, and Aspen would be amongst that list,
yes,
and EOH would be amongst that list.
Yes.
But funny, today, EOH shares, for some reason, staged a comeback, even though there's uncertainties. So it's kind of weird how the market just took that.
Well, I think the market's liking EOH's strategy. So they said we need to do two things. We need to sort out our governance. And they brought in a heavy hitter in Stephen van Coller as CEO.
Yeah.
And then we also need to look at our portfolio, and if there are assets that shouldn't be in that portfolio, maybe we need to exit them. And so they did come out with an announcement selling one of their software businesses, construction software, to a German buyer in Europe, netting them over 400 million. So market definitely liking that news, and you seeing the share price rejoicing as well.
You were talking about the jobs numbers. I mean, they come across as a bit mixed, because, and also adding a little bit of a sticky situation for the central bank, because now the conditions for the U.S. are not as worse as we thought they could be.
Yes.
And as we get closer to that Fed policy statement, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're not sure, you know, what their tone is going to be. And you know, it also affects, just maybe a good segue into our stock pick, because we've been looking at the developments in the U.S. And how they're driving our gold market, our gold shares. You've seen gold rally quite strongly this year. And amongst one of those things is, you know, if there's interest rate cuts, then, you know, are we going to see the dollar strengthen? What does that do to gold, etc.? But we actually taking more of a geopolitical view on our stock pick. So we're saying, you know, you've got the U.S. elections coming up next year, and you've already seen how our gold shares have reacted to the geopolitical tensions around Iran, surprise visits to North Korea, and the trade war against China. And so you've seen gold is quite strong this year, and you're seeing our gold counters quite strong as well. We like Gold Fields. They've got good margins, good interest cover, good CEO's been around for donkey's years.
Yeah.
So that's what we're quite keen on.
Okay, cool. So taking it from a geopolitical sense, do you then get, when you look at the Trump-China situation, that perhaps the U.S., it comes across as a bit of flip-flopping on their side because, I mean, they had the ban late last year on ZTE.
Yes.
They had a ban on Huawei. They
yes.
overturned all of that.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, we're getting closer to elections, and it just comes across as though if they flip-flop on something else, like the agricultural side of things by getting China to buy more agricultural products,
you
might be doing well with your gold.
Exactly. So that kind of uncertainty freaks the market out, and then people would rather take a risk-off approach and then go for gold. So that's why we think at least, you know, until late next year, we're going to see some support for our gold counters.
All right, Sam, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That's Sam Mugurosi from Vanani Capital.
We like Gold Fields. They've
okay.
got good margins, good interest cover, good CEO's been around for donkey's years.
Yeah.
So that's what we're quite keen on.
That's Sam Mugurosi from Vanani Capital.